Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sarah Place as we talk about beef sustainability and transparency in just a moment. You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the Livestock Exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Here Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Here Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear Again so you can understand again.
She's involved in the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Dr. Sarah Place says it's important that cattle producers understand what sustainability is. They do a lot of things that make their operations sustainable, but she says it's very important wherever possible that cattle producers are transparent to consumers how they're producing a sustainable product.
Part of the big challenge with sustainability is, there's some places where we can improve, but another part of it is just documenting what we're doing. To make sure that, again, coming back to that community sustainability and social sustainability, so people actually know what's happening. Because people are interested where their food comes from, and they want to know.
I guess one of those kind of technical terms that you hear about, metrics, that's almost the documentation in it.
Yeah, so that's trying to get down to the nuts and bolts of this aspect of actually showing people what you're doing. So this idea of metrics is specific things you can measure that you can measure over time and show improvement or not improvement or whatever it might be. But you need something tangible to actually measure. You know, if it's a standpoint of economics, it may be things related back to the profitability of your business, you know, your long-term equity, things like that. Obviously, those things can change a lot. And that's the challenge with sustainability is year to year, day to day, there's lots of variability in things that we don't have control over. Big one would be weather, right? Or markets or everything else. So it's important to take that long-term view if you're looking at metrics and not just a snapshot in time, because that might not tell you as much useful information as if you measure something many, many times repeatedly.
Now, the question is, as we've got folks from the outside looking in at the beef cattle business, can these beef sustainability measurements be a part of the answer or not?
Yeah, so I think it's part of the answer. So you got to think about, so what if the industry did not take an active role in leading into this sustainability discussion? I think the flip side of not participating is that those folks that maybe don't know what's happening or maybe have a viewpoint or an agenda that is not desirable from a beef producer standpoint, those folks will have louder voices in the discussion. So I think it's always important to be a part of the discussion, even if at times it can be frustrating.
Right.
So I think getting out and ahead of the issue and trying to make sure that the beef industry and producers are more proactive rather than reacting to everything that's happening, every negative news story, etc., that's going to put beef producers in a much better position going forward.
Dr. Sarah Place out of the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.